Welcome, everybody, to the Sacred Embers Network. It is Monday night, August 5th, 2019, and you are listening to Mindful Monday. Your hosts this evening are DC Love, Lynn Bleasdale, and myself, Shannon Johnson. Our discussion topic tonight is mindfulness. So, perfect night for Mindful Monday. We've also got a little meditation for you this evening as well. It'll be a short and quick, but very healing. And then we're going to be getting into our callers and doing some free readings for everybody. So first I'd like to introduce and add on to our on the air this evening, our co-hosts, Lynn Bleasdale and DC Love. Welcome, ladies.
Hi. Hi, DC. Hi, Shannon.
Hi. So blessed to be here, guys.
Always a blessing.
And what
a
Monday.
You want Monday,
right?
Monday?
Not a manic Monday. It's a mindful Monday.
manic Monday, mindful Monday. Muddled Monday, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Awesome.
Oh, it's also Marilyn Monroe's initials. And I know you
channel
her a lot, deep. Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah. But you know what, I love the name Mindful Monday because mindfulness is really easy. It doesn't have to be difficult. And that's, you know, what we want to really, you know, let our callers know. Mindfulness is really important. And what I want is if you ladies, you know, would tell our listeners what mindfulness means to you.
Mm-hmm.
You have a little definition, maybe?
Yeah. Well, I'll go ahead and just quote Lao Tzu, who wrote, I can't remember exactly how the little poem goes, but he talks about how if you live in the past, you're going to get depressed. If you live in the future, you're going to have anxiety. And the only real moment, and that is it sounds so cliche to say that, the only moment that we have is this one right now. And when we measure in time in the physical world, that can get really buggery for us because, you know, we're thinking like, oh my God, the debt's going to come due next week, or I really shouldn't have said that in the past. All this monkey mind chatter that comes from the past and the future. The present moment has peace. It has peace because in this moment, you're still here. Before I pass this on to you guys, I'm just going to talk about the violet flame. I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you guys are familiar with that, of Saint Germain.
Yes. Yeah.
So I find myself, I'm very human, and there are times when, well, and my fellow humans or the situation, whatever it is, has me jittering and chattering. Blah, 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 blah. And that's when I stop and I send it up above my crown chakra into where I picture the violet flame. And I actually use that as an emotional garbage disposal, or maybe better to say like a compost where the energy goes up. It is neutralized and reused as neutral energy again. The healthiest thing in the world is to stay in the moment, no matter what's going on. And we've all been through some pretty dodgy situations. So I wouldn't say for any of us we've floated through life, you know, with our manicures intact. We've had some pretty hard hits. And the thing that has always saved me is bringing myself back to the present moment. And there you go. Shannon and DC, why don't you throw your takes on this?
That was fabulous, Lynn. Fabulous.
Thank you.
For me, so we all have the monkey mind giving us all the chatter, the lists of things we need to do, the lists of things we haven't done, what ifs, all these buzzing questions, and it can drive us pretty crazy. And I love mindfulness. For me, I use it a little differently than maybe some other people, only because of how my mentor had taught me through some different guided meditations of creating your special place. And your special place, it's in your mind. It's a place that your soul and your energy can travel to in any given moment. You can bring it into your thoughts when you're needing to kind of put the monkey mind aside and recenter so that you can focus on what is on your plate in the now. So creating your special place is a place that it doesn't even have to be on the earth. It doesn't have to be the beach. It can be. It can be whatever works for you. I know some people it's outer space. For me, mine was all created. So when I need to get in, get back to center and back to the now because life is chattering so much, I go to my special place first. And for me, my special place, it doesn't exist on the earth. It's one I created that is next to a waterfall. Sometimes the trees are blooming and sometimes they're not. Sometimes there's animals that pop in. Sometimes spirit friends pop in. But it's a place that I can pull to even just for a few seconds by bringing that up into my mind and that visualization that I can breathe and regroup and deal with the situations that are in the now instead of the to-do list or the not-to-do list, all of these other things. And I'm even now my granddaughter, who is 4, we have her watching mindfulness videos. They have them on YouTube. They have them on Netflix and Hulu. Mindfulness for children. And, I mean, she's 4 years old, so it is down at that young, young level. And I find myself doing the exercises with her, and they're fabulous because you can use deep breathing techniques. You can use nature. You can use your imagination. But I think mindfulness is an area that we can all bring into our lives with ease once we can understand that the concept of mindfulness is being able to sit all the wet ifs to the side, come back into the present moment, and allow ourselves not only to breathe deeper, but also engage with an action or an inaction that brings us to the now, into that centered, calm moment, so that then we can address anything that is coming into the plate in front of us as we need to address it. How about you, DC?
Beautiful. That was both definitions were so awesome. Well, as everyone knows, I have a little 3-year-old grandson, Jackson. So I try to connect with him, and we try to do some mindfulness techniques together. And one of them would be breathing together. And one of Jackson's favorite words while he's breathing is saying, "Ooza." And when he says "Ooza," his face lights up, he smiles. He lets go of like whatever he's holding onto. It's just so amazing. So we stay in the present moment. Today we were playing with squirt guns. We were jumping in puddles that we made from all the water. And it's just, it's staying in that present moment and having a ball. And when I'm doing that, any stress that I have, it's gone. It's completely gone. I return to that beautiful state where everything is right. It feels so amazing. So I think for me, getting in touch with my inner child, connecting with Jackson, and having fun with him really helps me to stay mindful and connect with my joy, which I love to do. And being that it's mindful on Monday, we're just, letting everyone know that it doesn't have to be difficult. And we're here tonight for you to help you to surrender to what is and to find joy and happiness in the present moment. Because after all, guys, the present moment is all we have. So with that being said, I posted this morning, and it seems like it's just like everything is falling together. I got a message, it's time to heal. Let it all go. Heal. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, yes, it is time for me to heal. It's time for me to heal. But you've got to decide that you want to heal, and you've got to open your heart. You've got to release the past, embrace the present, experience, you know, life as it is happening right now, moment by moment. It's not saying that it's going to be all good. There's going to be some crazy times. But you've got to really feel life and allow life, you know, like, and some of us are, you know, putting up these huge barriers. We've got to let go of them. So, you know, I think the three of us, because of what we do listen closely to our intuition, and that helps. And, you know, whatever we're, you know, feeling as well, we feel the things, and we just let it go. Feel it and release it. Release the past. Embrace all the possibilities of the now. And as Jackson, you know, he never holds back. So never, ever, ever hold back. Okay, so with that being said, we're going to do just maybe like a minute and a half, 2 minute healing. So at this moment, I ask that each of you set your intentions. And if you have animals that are in need of healing, you can have them come in and sit with you. They can be present too while this little, it's like a little mini healing is going to happen. So if you'd like to grab your animals, have them join you, go right ahead. Now at this moment, I just ask that you close your eyes, sit comfortable. Be comfortable, but put your feet on the floor. If you'd like to lie down, and you could do that, you can lie down as well. And just rest your eyes, close them, you know, release all the tension, and start to take in a few deep breaths. Slowly in through the nose, and then out through the mouth. We're going to do that one more time. In through the nose. On the out breath, release all your worries, release all your cares to heaven. The healing is now starting to begin. You may feel this divine source healing energy all around you. Allow it to go wherever it needs to go. This energy is here, and it's available to each of you. All you have to do is relax and allow it to come in. The energy will be transmitted for approximately 1 minute, and as that is being transmitted, divine love is present as well, and it is filling every fiber of your being. You may begin to feel warm. Allow this healing energy to flow to you and through you. You don't have to do anything except relax and enjoy this beautiful healing minute. Okay, guys. How are we doing?
Good.
Yeah, the energy is beautiful. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out process, which is really cool. Some of us, you know, may feel it immediately. Others may feel it later on. It's okay. You know, it's all good. And I just felt like as we were, you know, doing that, I felt like some people were holding on to trauma from really long ago. I felt that being released. Then I felt, you know, someone's digestive system, it felt like it was shutting down, actually. And then it felt like it was just like starting up again. So allow yourself to, you know, have this healing come in wherever it's needed. And as you go back into the archives, you could listen to it over and over and over and over. The energy is there. And this beautiful energy will remain throughout the show. Thank you, ladies. And that's my little Jackson in the background. Sorry about that.
No, he's an example of being in the present moment. Little kids and animals are always. That's why he's just the cool guy. We can learn a lot from them, I think.
Yes, and you really can.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not worried about a thing. He's just in the moment.
He really is. It's just so amazing.
I was going to add one more thing, if you guys don't mind. And I was just thinking about a quote from Shakespeare. There is no good or bad, but thinking makes it so. We judge the situations we're in from moment to moment. And I am not denying that there are tragic things that happen to people. However, when we judge the situation we're in, we make it sometimes worse for ourselves, or we'll say to ourselves, oh, this is really good. But we have to remember that all that stuff is fleeting. It's like that story of the king who was looking for something that would soothe him when he was in trauma and trouble. And they gave him that ring. And on the inside of the ring is inscribed, this too will pass. And we can remember that too when we go through things that are painful. But I find in hindsight, a lot of that painful stuff we go through is a breaking down of who we are in order to build us into a better place spiritually. Yeah. Yeah, and that's my Great. Thing that I added. And I should say like over and out or Roger or something like that.
There's also a fabulous book to work with this as well, about how being able to stay in the now movement. Eckhart Tolle. The book is titled
Yes.
The Power of Now.
Yes.
Fabulous, fabulous book. I highly recommend it to our listeners and callers and followers, because one thing about this particular book that I really love is that he doesn't just write the book and you have to, you know, read everything and then be like, okay, now how do I do this? It's actually, he writes a section and he gives you exercises to work on, ways to work with what was just shared in it. You can do it as a couple. You could do it with a friend, a sibling. You can do it by yourself. But he gives you tools and little exercises to work with the tools as you go along through the book. So it's not one of those books that, you know, you're just reading the information and then, okay, now how do I do this? He actually is giving you little scenarios and things to work with on it to help you stay in the now and to help you work with mindfulness in a really powerful way. I found it amazing. I ended up buying it for about 5 used copies and started giving them out to my family members.
Wow. That's awesome.
Do I do that? I love that.
Hey, Christmas time books are a great gift. And you can always they're not open to spirituality or anything, give them a little book that bridges for them. You never know how it'll open a door.
Oh, definitely.
I did that same thing. When Wayne Dyer put out his book, Real Magic, I found myself doing the same thing. I kept lending the thing out and then buying more copies. It tells you what a good book it is. That's another good one to recommend is Wayne Dyer's book, Real Magic. Sorry, guys, go ahead.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know what the funny thing is? You mentioned Wayne Dyer, and when you and I first connected, Lynn, that was quite a while ago, Wayne had just passed, and we were together on our Sunday call, and we had gotten the news. So the next day, I was going to the grocery store. I passed a beautiful church in our area, and there was a pole, and it said the Peace Pole on it. And then I heard Wayne start to talk in front of this beautiful church. It was amazing.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, he's still very still doing his thing. Oh, yeah, he's in spirit and even more dynamic, I think. And he's still visiting with people. And certainly our friend Judy is living in Maui. And she told me, like, his presence is there quite a lot. And he said he's working with me. But I feel like he's working with all of us. Like, I feel like we're getting that energy in the group. Love attracts love. You know, the light attracts other light.
The really cool the really cool thing was I was in, you know, traffic there. I'm going, Wayne, is it really you? And there was a van. It was for a business. And on the back of the van, there was something written on the window, yes, it's me from A to Z.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
like, okay. I said, I can't, you know what, I can't take your message while I'm driving. I can't multitask too well. Let me get home first, put away the groceries, and then I'll sit down with you. So it was just, it was truly amazing.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, that's, those signs come like
it
that,
comes,
though. It can be, yeah, it can be a bumper, or what are those things called, license plate, or a billboard.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah, it's amazing. Like, there just is infinite number of ways that spirit will connect. It's, well, that's why mindfulness is so cool, because you're more likely
really
to
is.
See the signs as they show up. Very often, if our mind is on,
see,
you know, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I see signs at times, though I don't want to see. So I don't know if it's good all the time, Lynn, because
oh.
I had Joan Rivers, and she had come in, and then there was Wayne, and he was waving to her. So she went over, you know, she went over to a corner. She came back out, and she had on a bald-headed wig. She ran over to Wayne, and she said, let's get together and make an ass of ourselves.
Joan is like the kid who makes you laugh in church, right?
Yeah, and he was laughing, she was laughing. I'm like, oh dear, you guys behave. Like, come on, guys. So I don't know.
And she's like,
sometimes
no.
I'm afraid to be mindful of his concern, so I don't know.
I think you're just going to have to accept that you're going to be surrounded by crazy people here and in spirit, DC. You just attract them is all.
Yeah, and little Jackson is the doorman. He announces them.
Yep.
He's
oh,
running
he's
around.
Very cool, yeah.
Yes, he's here, he's here.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Is he referring to Ryan or to Wayne?
He was referring to Ryan. Yes, Ryan is his
yeah.
best bud. Yep. Yeah,
well,
he loses it when he comes.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Stood there with his arms crossed, and he's like in deep thought, and he's looking up, and he was carrying on a conversation for at least a good 10 minutes with Ryan. It was amazing.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Really beautiful.
Because Jackson's paying attention. He's not. He's being mindful, without even knowing he's being mindful.
He really is. And sometimes I have to tell Ryan, like, he really is picking up a little bit too much, so you've got to make sure that you filter, you know, what you're saying at times. It's so funny.
Teaching him to swear.
Because his lips are not as open as he is, as little Jackson is, and they won't believe it if I say it didn't come from me.
Well.
So it's a little crazy.
It's funnier that way, DC. You know that.
Oh, it is. Oh, my God. It is.
Yeah. Okay.
It really is. Well, we do have quite a number of callers, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed that. That's wild.
So what do you guys, do you have anything else to add? Anyone have anything
not right now.
To say? Okay. Well, Shannon, would you care to open up the phone lines?
Yeah. You ladies ready? Mm-hmm,
absolutely.
I think
we're in the moment.
In the moment. Okay. And we're gonna go DC, Lynn, and me? Yeah?
Sure.
Whatever way you'd
good.
Like.
Okay. All right. We're gonna go with 862. Hi, 862. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Sure. My name is Tasha, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Sasha?
Tasha.
Tasha. Okay. And do you have a question this evening for us?
Yes, I am calling about love and relationships. Just looking for a new relationship.
Okay.
Okay.
Advice on a new relationship.
I heard that, okay. I didn't get the question in regard to a relationship.
Just a new relationship. A new one?
You're wanting to know if there is a new relationship coming in for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and this is Sasha?
Yes.
Sasha in New Jersey.
Okay, Sasha, the first thing that I'm getting, hon, this is DC, is that you have to release, you have like old feelings that you're holding on to, okay? And those old feelings, and there's like resentments and different things, they can really become painful, and they could become physically painful. And it's sort of like, you know, there's a little bit of suffering going on, and you don't have to suffer. And the first thing you have to do is just, you know, forgive yourself for what you may have, you know, added to it or what you thought happened. Forgive the other person. And when you, you know, say, I forgive, it allows you to release all that toxic, you know, the toxic energy that is within you, okay? And then, you know, you have that beautiful release. And you're able to, you know, go forward and really to purify your perceptions and be open to, you know, the love that you're looking for. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Do you have children, hon?
No.
Okay. Do you have maybe like nieces or nephews? Because I just feel like if you don't have kids, I feel like do you... Do you have, like, a, you know, a special love for kids? Because I feel like part of your divine purpose is to really connect and help children.
Yeah, I do that.
You have beautiful. Okay, yeah, because your beautiful energy, you know, the children really, they love you. And, you know, you connect with them on a heart level. They just love you, hon. Okay? But I'm getting that you've really got to, you know, to have a little time to meditate, to connect with your intuition. Do you do that at all? Do you take a little time, a little quiet time just for you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because that's going to help considerably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just invite, you know, invite the angels in, invite your divine team in, and really allow them to come in and help you. Okay?
Okay.
In regard to love, I'm getting a sense that you sort of, you have a hard time saying the word no. Okay. It seems like you know, one of your favorite words. You don't say that. There are obstacles that are there presently with you, and I think if you just, you know, if you release them and allow, you know, the angels to come in, the divine to come in, to really get you, you know, ready for this love that you're desiring. You've got to be patient. You've got to be optimistic. You've got an amazing personality, hon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the angels are asking that you just feel the love that's around you and you relax a little bit first, okay?
Okay.
Don't get too impatient. Focus on what you're wanting and just stay positive. And I am feeling that, you know, the love is going to be there. It's not going to be a long ways off. But make sure that you have, you know, a list of the qualities that you want in the person. And then on the other side, you know, the deal breakers, things that maybe have happened in the past. And you definitely don't want to, you know, have them reoccur again, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So do you have a male friend that you hang with or something?
Yeah.
Because I feel like he wants to be more than friends with you. And he really holds you in the highest regard, and he really wants to... You know, like I said, to be more than friends.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, possibly,
do you have
possibly Sasha, I guess, do you have a birthday or something coming up?
Yeah.
What, on your...
In December.
Okay. Is there something going to be coming up soon that maybe you would connect?
with the friends. I'm trying to see which
I'm getting
one.
A male. There's a male friend that really likes you, and there's something that may occur during the month of August. Okay, so just hold on to that. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, the month of August is where you're going to see, you know, really good changes come in.
Okay. Is it, are you good with names?
I'm trying to see if I can get, I probably won't get a name. I possibly may get an initial. Is there any J's? The letter J?
I just stopped dealing with the person with the letter J.
Okay. Yeah, the J that you're, you know, that you stopped dealing with was really insecure. Very, very, like, emotional and really, like, was, like, you know, really into just themselves, correct?
I'm sorry.
And I feel filled with emotions. Go ahead, hon.
I'm sorry, the last part broke off. I couldn't hear.
It's like all of the, I could feel like all of these emotions, very insecure, very sensitive, very moody. Okay. Well, that's, let me just see. Okay. Okay, so there may be another J. I mean, I did get a J initial, but when you said, you know, the J that you were with, that's when, you know, the angels described them, okay? So I'm not sure. I'm not getting a name. But I'm getting the person that you're going to connect with is going to be very outgoing, very dynamic, very intelligent. Possibly it may be an old flame. I'm not sure because I'm seeing, you know, a weird energy. It might be an old flame. Okay. But you can use your beautiful magnetic personality to really guide you into the direction that you want to go. And everything's going to turn out well for you. That's what I have, and I'm going to turn you over to Lynn and to Shannon, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you, Sasha.
Hi, Tasha. It's Lynn. there's not a lot I can say that won't be repeating what DC said to you, but I'll tell you what, I'll just read to you what I've written down. The first thing I wrote down was that you need to cut energetic ties, energetic bonds to the past. I totally agree with DC that I think there's a little work to do. It's almost like you need to get rid of the garbage that's it just needs to be tossed out, stuff that isn't serving you anymore. Now, I need to ask, do you, when this this past relationship, I feel, was a really rocky road for you, and somehow I feel like you ended up blaming yourself when you didn't need to. Would that be true for you?
The most recent relationship I had? Well, I'm feeling...
Go ahead, hon.
I usually always self-reflect, so I probably did that.
Okay. Because I wrote down fixing the blame and not the problem, and I feel that you received blame that wasn't... Like, I felt like you were... It's like your fault. Somebody told you this is your fault. Almost I get that feeling like if you didn't act like that, you wouldn't make me whatever, you know, terrible. So make sure when you embark on your next relationship, and there will be one, I feel that very strongly, but you need to really get your radar working very well. And before you get too involved with somebody, you make sure that you are receiving respect before anything else. I feel there's a lack of respect in your past relationships. And I also feel, too, that you don't find this, like you sort of give your trust and then it kind of whacks you in the, it comes at you by surprise. You're like, you start to trust these people and then boom, their dark underbelly starts to show. And you're like, why didn't I see this before? Uh-huh. So start with friendship and make sure that your goof magnet is not working. Like, just if you're feeling, you'll get the red flags, and that's again where we come back to mindfulness. I'm not saying don't enjoy the dates you may go on, have fun and all like that, but also be in the present moment and be very aware of those little little signs of disrespect that show up early that you may gloss over because somebody's really cute or dynamic or fun to be with, but make sure you see the big picture before you give your heart, because Tasha, you have a beautiful heart, and you are the one. You need to fall in love with yourself, and you need to be a whole person. You need to not need another person to make you whole, because you are a beautiful, beautiful soul. Never forget that, and never forget that when you're embarking on a new relationship. And with that, Lovey, I'm going to put you over to Shannon. And I think, you know, if you stick to those, stick to self-respect and make sure you don't let anyone in your sacred space when they don't belong, I think you're going to have a beautiful future. Mm-hmm. I think it's there for you. Just do the work on yourself and don't let anybody mess up your space, and throw the garbage out from the last ones too, because they're starting to smell up the place, and your sacred space is exactly supposed to be sacred. Sorry, go ahead, Shannon. What are you picking up?
Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Beautiful readings, both of you, DC and Lynn. I don't have too much to add more to it because my notes have similar things. So Tasha, I had written down as well, take out the trash and get rid of the baggage on your shoulders from previous relationships. There's some keys in there for you to discover for yourself as you're kind of discarding some of that old baggage. And these relate to you and some of the things that you want and don't want within relationships. They're showing me there's a few conflicts, like you want somebody to feel, sometimes you want to be the real soft and feminine and him deal with the stronger issues or step up on the plate, but you're also wanting to be on the plate at the same time. So there's a few things to look at in self-discovery, and there's nothing wrong with what you're wanting. It's just a matter of really observing some of the things in yourself that you've noticed that are habits when you're in a relationship. Things like little clues like that where you're wanting that to be able to step aside sometimes and let them be the step forward, and that's a beautiful place. But then you start to get real worried about you're losing control of the situation, and so you step into the power too, and you end up in a conflict because you're contrasting each other, and you end up kind of being two different sides at the same time, and they get confused in what you want. So this is a really good time of self-discovery, of going through the trash. Okay, those bags on your shoulders from previous relationships, and see some of the things about yourself that you like and you don't like, how you are in a relationship, and work with those tools, okay? And the spirit is not saying there is anything wrong with you. It's more about being able to self-discover things about ourselves. And this also brings a lot of healing to yourself and to past relationships as well. They are telling me, though, also that the new relationship you're seeking is already connected to you. And this kind of goes with what DC and Lynn picked up as well. For me, they were showing about shifting some of your social circles because this person is kind of bouncing in between social circles. Very happy person. But it's the conversations that you get into with this person that's really going to bring the spark around. It's not so much about, you know, seeing Mr. Beef and going, oh, yeah, let's roast him. Okay, this is about just conversations that really bring internal spark within you. So he may not appear as your typical go-to guy. All right, and this is kind of on purpose in your life plan, that he's not going to look like what your average attraction usually is, because he's bringing something else to the table for you that's more important, and that's the connection and the depth of connection. So they're saying that he's probably linked through work association or social association. They might blend, but it's kind of shifting from your usual social network and starting to get out a little bit with other people, that you're going to be able to finally recognize this person through the conversation. So they send you great love and compassion, and your next relationship is going to be much more bountiful once you're able to kind of move out of the repetitive cycle of picking up the same guys.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you, Tasha.
Thank you.
Okay, hon. Bye-bye.
All of the information is
And we're going to roll into 562. We have several callers tonight, so we're going to try to move as quickly as possible. 562. Hi, you're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Yvonne from California.
Hi, Yvonne in California. What's your question for the panel tonight?
I was wondering, can I have a general reading? If not, I'll ask a question.
You want just a general reading?
Yes.
Okay, that works. Hi, this is DC. Very nice to connect with you.
Oh, thank you. Same here.
Okay, the first thing I heard was the word miracle. So I don't know if there's a situation maybe that you're presently thinking about, but I'm getting that it will be resolved, and I'm getting, as well, a miracle is coming your way. There's a miracle with your name on it. Everything is going to happen in divine timing. And I'm just seeing, that news is coming your way. Your health, your emotions are improving. Just try to stay positive. Maintain a positive attitude. Okay?
Okay.
Let's see what else is showing me. Okay. Have you been having any issues with your health at all?
No.
No? Okay. Because I'm just getting health, so I don't know why, but I am getting health, and I'm getting that sending you this beautiful healing love. Okay, any kind of healing modalities?
You said what now? I didn't hear that last one. I'm sorry.
To do any kind of like healing modalities, like Reiki or any kind of healing.
Oh, no, I used to do Reiki like 6 years ago, but not, it's been a long
time. Okay. Okay, because I'm still getting the word health, like health is coming up. I don't know if there's something that you're not paying attention to. So just please like hold on to that.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know why they're showing me this. What I'm getting to is that I feel like maybe you're overtired, you're overstressed. And you really have to watch at this time.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you? Because I'm getting
yes,
like
it
a dis. Okay, because dis-ease can turn into disease. So you've really got to take care of yourself.
Okay.
I'm getting miracle, but your health is going to improve, and you just have to be mindful, and watch your emotions as well. Is what the angels are showing me.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see what else they're giving me here, hon. Hold on.
Okay.
So I'm also getting, I feel like, you're a little bit out of balance. Like your chakras are just, they're as a dear co-host of ours that we had, he would say your chakras are jacked up. And, hon, your chakras are jacked up, okay? So you really need to do something. Restore, the balance within the chakras, okay?
Okay.
So the angels are giving me a piece of carnelian, and that stone can be put on your sacral chakra. They're also giving me lapis lazuli. You can put that on the throat chakra. And these are the two chakras that deal with your willpower. I'm also getting, is there anything that you're, like, you're ingesting maybe a little bit too much? Because I'm getting, like, you've got to surrender to whatever it is that you're, you know, that you're doing, okay? Whether it's junk food, whatever it is, okay?
Oh,
so I'm getting,
okay.
You know, okay? And the angels are here. They're going to help to support you spiritually and emotionally. All you have to do is call them in. But I am getting, like I said, like you do have like some things that are out of balance, and you know whatever you're ingesting, that's coming up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me just see here. Okay. And the other thing that they were showing me, okay, is that you know you've really got to stay in the moment. You've got to be mindful. Positive affirmations are going to help you. Be careful to really be mindful of who you surround yourself with. The people that you connect with, are they upbeat people? Are they positive? They have the right kind of mindset?
I think so, yes.
Okay, because that the angels are saying just, you know, really like connect and look at all the different, you know, relationships and realize that, you know, life is really short and you want to be connected with only the best people, okay? So that's what I have for you. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Lynn, hon. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hi there. I wasn't sure if you said Eva or Yvonne with your
Yvonne
name.
With the E. It starts with the E.
Oh, okay.
Yvonne.
I had it right the first time. Okay. The first thing I got was, are you familiar with Joni Mitchell's song Woodstock? Singing about there's a line in it, we've got to get ourselves back to the garden. That came in for you. I heard the line from the song. You can probably find it on YouTube. It's called Woodstock, but that line is what came in for you. With the garden, I feel like you've had a disconnect with your sense of wonder in the world. I feel like there's a flatlining going on. I feel like you used to have a spiritual practice for yourself that helped you, but I feel like you've put it on the shelf. You've stopped meditating. You've stopped feeding your soul. Is that correct?
Yes, you picked up on that. I used to be very, very spiritual. Every day I would meditate. I just don't do any of the things I used to do. Go to church every Sunday. I stopped doing everything for the past 5 or 6 years.
Okay. You can go to church by going into a natural setting, too. They say that you're nearest God's heart in a garden than anywhere else on earth. I think the garden came up for you. Have you got a garden or a bit of green space that you can retreat to? California is beautiful.
Yes.
You know, it's.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have two of them in my house.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Because I think you need to turn to nature a little bit. I'm not sure. Is religion a part of your life? I hope that's not too personal a question.
Yes, I'm Christian.
Oh, Christian is, yeah, I think that's beautiful. You follow the Christ consciousness and the teachings of Christ, right? Is that how you describe that?
Yeah. Yes, correct.
I think Christ is one of our best teachers, one of our favorite teachers. Take up your spiritual practice again. You're going to find a difference. One of the reasons you're feeling a little bit like you're flatlining is I think you might be just a little tied to the physical world, and you need to take care of the soul. In fact, there's a wonderful book that you could turn to. It's an oldie but moldy. Gary Zukav wrote it, The Seat of the Soul. Might be a good one for you. Actually, any kind of thing that brings you back to your spirituality is going to be good for you right now. It's just that you've kind of stopped hearing the music of the spheres, as they say, and there's a lot that will help you. And DC was picking up like a medical thing, and I think that maybe because you're not feeding your soul, you're kind of you're not sick, but you could get sick if you don't start a little spiritual practice. Yeah. This is no need to be afraid. Like, we're not saying, oh, there's something wrong with you, but just get back to the spiritual practice, because it's as essential as eating properly. It's as essential as exercise. It's absolutely essential to us as spiritual beings having a physical experience. Your spiritual experience will carry on long after, you know, this physical experience is gone. So make sure that the balance is restored. That's all you need to look at. And, you know, the garden might be a metaphor in more than one way. If you are having a little weird trouble with junk food, whatever, I've never had that problem in my life, ha ha, but we've all come up against it. You know, that bag of chips looks real good, or that chocolate, whatever it is. ascribe to the British motto, a little bit of what you fancy does you good. So have a little bit of it, but don't overindulge. And I think get some more green into you. Get some more garden green, some fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, all that wonderful stuff that is our medicine provided by nature. And with that, love, I'm going to give you over to Shannon and see what she's got for you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, wait. Oh, sorry, Eva. I saw one more thing I didn't tell you. Don't carry problems. Okay, this is what I wrote down. Don't carry problems that are not yours. I get a feeling you're carrying a little bit too much of other people's stuff. You'll feel a lightness of being once you shed that, okay? You can't fix everyone, okay? It's beautiful, and we all try to do it, too. Anyone who's a light worker has had the experience of wanting to heal everybody. But you know what? Heal yourself first, and you'll be amazed at how light and beautiful life gets again for you. Sorry. Okay, Shannon, take it away.
Beautiful, you guys. Hi.
Hi.
I have a guide who stepped forward for you. She presents as almost butterfly-like. it's the best way for me to describe her. She's showing me butterfly wings behind her that are very vibrant, seeing a lot of deep yellows and like the sunset deep orange on her wings. And she's telling me this is a presentation because you've been in a cocoon for many years. You explored your spirituality to a point where you felt like you had come to a standstill. And your Christianity was able to bring in what you felt was missing at the time. And she's saying, you've been in your cocoon long enough. It's time for you to reemerge with new beginnings laid before you. And she's showing me the new beginnings are in all facets of life, because she's showing me a merging of your Christianity and your spirituality, all that you learned with Reiki and everything else, and being able to bring this beautiful, beautiful connection together that will move beyond whatever faith would try to limit. She's showing me that you have many tools in your tool bag as resources, but there's a couple that you have yet to explore that are going to like really hit in the heart space for you, and it's going to make a big difference in health and forward movement for you in different areas of life. And for reason, she's showing me music is affiliated with this for you. And I'm not sure if these are related with crystal bowls, or if this is related more towards she's giving me like a few different avenues here. Just a moment. Oh, Okay, so she's showing me integrated music.
Okay.
Integrated music would be using music of multiple forms and integrating them together, not just for yourself, but even people you connect to. Perhaps it's through your work. Because she's showing me tuning forks and crystal bowls, and then she shows me a great big boom box. with different, she shows me like a stack of CDs next to it of all kinds of different music that speak to the heart. And you utilizing these type of tools, not only with the tool bag you currently have, but actually with new creation.
Okay.
And it's almost like you would, and she's showing me plants again, which I know nature came up for you as well. And she's like, and you can test your theories with plants. People's energy responds very similar to plant energy. So she's saying you can test out different ideas and theories you have by utilizing it with the plants. So perhaps it's you're using a tuning fork and a crystal bowl with one plant, and with another plant you're using soft CD playing music and another tool that you've already mastered. It does look like there are some other new adventures for you in this alignment as well for you to explore. It looks like they're a little further out, but it's going to be the connections that you start making in the next few months that are going to bring these to the table. Okay?
Okay.
So there's lots of new exciting things coming in for you because they're showing, she keeps talking about you being in the cocoon, and it's made you kind of feel like you're in a funk.
Yeah.
Where do I go from here? What do I do with it? I have all this information, and I don't know where or what should I do with it. Do I just sit it aside now and walk away? And she's saying that this is really about you emerging from the cocoon now and taking those tools and adding some others in, and you're going to be blending so much and integrating that it's going to be completely personalized to
okay.
you.
Okay, sounds
how
good.
How it feels for you working with it. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling into the show this evening. Definitely give us a call again and let us know how you're doing.
Okay, thank you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. All right, and we are going to roll over to 646. Hi, six. Wait a minute. Okay. Hi, 646. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, ladies. My name is Mary, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hello. How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Is there something on your mind?
Yes. My career. I'm wondering if I'm going to get an offer from the place where I interviewed. And I'm also wondering about my current place of employment, which would like to reduce my role and cut my salary. And I hired a lawyer to negotiate with my employer to see if I could get a good severance agreement. But I'm just wondering how things are going to pan out.
Okay. When you were saying that, I got that, you know, not everyone there is sort of like out to get you, that there will be people that really want to help you. Okay.
Okay.
So you've got to, like, look beyond the surface of what you're seeing. But it's sort of like Spirit is giving you a little nudge because this is the time that you're supposed to be doing something else. This is the time for you to do the work that you really love, you know, what's really meaningful. Mm-hmm. And as you do, you're going to see that any kind of money issues that you may be having, they're going to disappear. Okay? And I'm getting the change is going to be good. There's going to be less stress involved. It's going to be really, you know, enjoyable. It's going to be uplifting. So you've got to focus on what you love to do. And when we do that, the money, you know, does follow. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm getting advancement career-wise as well. So as I'm saying all of this, your energy feels like sort of like you put your finger in a light socket. There's too much nervous energy going on because of, you know, I understand everything that's going on, like the situation you find yourself in. It is very unsettling. But this is your time to change your work environment, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so spiritually, it's actually a move forward. I'm wondering, though, am I going to get a good settlement? And also, am I going to get an offer from the place where I interviewed?
Okay. Okay, I'm getting yes in regard to, you know, your first question, the settlement.
Mm-hmm.
I Spirit was giving me like a thumbs up there. Okay, and the second one would be an offer.
Mm-hmm.
That one, I didn't get a yes or a no. I got a probably. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Is there someone in that environment with a J name?
With a J name?
You may have, yeah, J. Because I'm getting like a male. For some reason, they're showing me like a. It looks like a male. It doesn't look like a female, but lighter, with lighter hair and lighter eyes. Is what I'm being shown. So I don't know, but I know that you need to be a little bit more grounded presently to really move forward. You know. I keep seeing a J person. I don't. Is there someone in your life that's a J name? Because this person's energy is like really around you.
Hmm.
I don't know why, but I keep getting like this J name coming in for some reason. Okay.
A male
so
with lighter hair.
Lighter hair, and it looks like blue eyes possibly.
Hmm.
Just hold on to it. It may make sense. It could make sense later. But visualize what you're wanting. See yourself, you know, going up this beautiful escalator. And as you're going up this escalator, you know, you are, career-wise, you know, you're going up that ladder, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also getting, have you thought of maybe starting part-time, having something home-based?
Yes. And the reason for that is because I was named executor of my friend's estate. You know, he passed away about a month ago, and the settlement of his estate is actually more complicated than I thought it would be. So then I thought, well, maybe this is a good time and, you know, a sign from the universe that I need to stop working at my current place of employment and focus
more on my
friend.
Definitely a sign from the universe, you know, that you are supposed to be doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
And your friend is so sorry for everything that you're going through. And he knows how tough it is, you know, on you, all that, you know, all of this. But he's saying just be patient a little bit longer, okay?
Okay, yeah, because
I
even had second thoughts about being executor because his sister's coming to visit tomorrow. And she's the backup executor, and it seems like at the end of the day, it's about family, you know, the members of the community
mm-hmm.
who so love him end up looking to his sister to make decisions, even though she's not the executor, and she has said before that her brother named me executor, not just in name, but in practice, but she
mm-hmm.
hasn't been putting her money where her mouth is. Because she can't help but be a loving sister to her brother, right?
Right. And I just feel like, you know, this is really draining you. That's what he's showing me. It's like it's draining you.
Yeah, and
I
have to be very diplomatic to
mm-hmm.
all these different parties. And on the one hand, I think, okay, well, I'm learning how
well, he's
to better
be honest.
Him.
He's just, He's saying be honest about the situation. He's asking you
the
to
what?
Be honest. Feel what you're feeling. First of all, feel it within yourself. It starts with
mm-hmm.
self-honesty. Admit to
mm-hmm.
yourself what you're feeling and why you're feeling the way you're feeling that way. Take stock of your emotions, your thoughts, anything that, you know, makes you feel confused, annoyed, upset. And, you know, and then if you feel that you want to turn it over to her, he wants you to do whatever is good for you. Okay, he didn't mean for you to, you know, to be in this kind of mess, he's saying. He didn't mean for that to happen, okay? He wants you to be true to yourself, hon, okay? So whatever you choose
okay.
is fine with him. He's just wanting you to be happy, okay? That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Lynn and to Shannon, hon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Lynn?
Hi, Mary. Yeah, hi, Mary.
Hi,
it's Lynn. I just wanted to say something about asking about the future. Because of free will, we can't give like a definitive yes or no. Because I might say, yes, you're going to get the job, but then what happens if something happens in between that time? I really hate doing... I am not a fortune teller, so I can't really answer that yes or no, but I will tell you that the first thing I wrote down, location, location, location. What does that mean to you?
Oh, well, location is key to me, and I currently live in a pretty central location, and I work in a central location, and the place where I would like to work is located right across the street from where I currently work. And so that would be the
Fabulous.
Ideal location.
Okay, good. Let yourself, I'm just reading what I've written down here, let yourself be carried to the next part of the journey without expectations. You want to let go of the outcome. And this is not to indicate that it isn't going to turn out the way you're hoping. But, I think it's almost like if you are worried, are you worried about the outcome, I guess is what I'm wondering. Are you finding yourself being drawn to kind of monkey mind chatter about what could happen?
I haven't been going nuts thinking about it. In my heart,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's my job. And
okay.
I was recommended for the position by somebody who works there. And she would actually report to me if I were to get the job. So it's actually special to have somebody recommend her own supervisor. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And
good.
That's why I think that it's my job, and they're just taking a long time to fill the position because naturally they want to see more than one candidate who they think is decent, right? They want to
mm-hmm.
compare and contrast. And,
right.
you know, yes. So
yep.
there's always a part of me that says, okay, well, you know, this is not a slam dunk, you know, because there's other good candidates out there. However, I do feel in my heart it is my job.
I love that. I love that because you're manifesting the thing you want to have happen. So just if that's where you want it to go, then be there already. You want to manifest that and just begin to behave in ways that you already have it. I would review your education on the laws of attraction. The one thing that they brought up was try not to do any worrying thoughts because we tend to create what we focus on tends to expand. It's just the way energy works, right? So if you're thinking about something like, well, what if I don't get it, blah, 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 it's almost like the universe goes, oh, you don't want to get it. It's weird how that happens, but you can bring on stuff you don't want by thinking about stuff you don't want. However, I really get a feeling from you, Mary, that you're rock solid in your personality. I feel that you are a really good candidate for the job. I'm getting like such I think you're a rock star if you get it. I think you're going to really be good at it. But I also, when DC talked about working from home, like your own business, what I'm going to say, if this doesn't come through the way you're hoping, I don't think you're down for the count. I think if it doesn't take you where you want to go, then take the path that you're led onto, because you will be taken to your best possible outcome. I get a really good feeling for this job for you, but I'm really unwilling to say, yes, you're going to get it. Get you in all kinds of trouble when I say stuff like that. So I'm going to say I get a very strong feeling that it's going to work out for you. But by working out, like when things work out for us, it may not be what we want. Like I get the Stones song in my head all the time. We can't always get what we want. We get what we need. So trust that, Mary, but just know that you are going to land on your feet, even if the journey takes a weird jog for you, okay? You are going to land on your feet. You are strong, capable, and absolutely good at what you do. So don't worry. Don't manifest what you don't want. Focus on what you do want. And if that's the job you want, then behave as though you already have it. Don't go up, show up at that place or anything like that. But in your mind, you want to do that, okay? It's like, the psychic lady told me to come to work before you hired me. That would be stupid. Bad advice from me. So anyway, I just wrote down, be there already, okay? And you'll bring it to you what you need, okay? I'd love to hear back, Mary, how this goes, okay? So call us back and bring us up to date on your story, okay? And with that, I'll put you over to Shannon and see what Shannon gets for you.
Thank you.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi. So on the career thing, I think the other ladies have pretty much covered it. I'm not getting much else on that one other than that there's also another job aligning for you as well, besides the one that you just interviewed for. It hasn't come into play yet, but it is an opportunity that you may want to consider. It seems like it marries with the one you interviewed with. Not real sure how Mary's comes together, but it marries it. The other thing that I have for you is in regards to the executorship. While you were speaking to the other two ladies, I was hearing you were chosen for your neutrality and your diplomacy.
I was chosen for my what?
Gentlemen. Your neutrality and your diplomacy, your ability to stay neutral when you need to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing that I'm going to just repeat word for what he's saying to me right now. As much as everyone thinks it should be my family, I chose you because you are not my family. Because the bond was clear that you would act on my behalf and what I wanted, not from the family bonds and their opinions of what I should and should not have done. Do you understand that?
Ooh, I do understand that. And I felt that he chose me to be his quote-unquote family. You know, I was his closest friend. And the thing is that now it's a matter of being able to communicate with people in a way that they would listen to me, because it's not easy when you're not family. You know, they may think, okay, well, of course, Steve, that's the name of my friend, was close to you, but then who are you compared to his sister, his blood relation? And
I chose you specifically because we didn't have the blood bond. It was important.
Wow.
Because other things would not have been followed through with in the way that he wanted. Your friendship bond, he knew you would be honorable and work mm-hmm. with integrity in the wishes mm-hmm. that he wanted, not what everybody else thinks he should have. He said everybody had an opinion about the things that I should and shouldn't do and where my money should and shouldn't go and who should have what and everything else. But my choices were always very strong and clear. And that's the one thing that you're able to bring to the table that the family is not. He said, so please understand, I know it's difficult to be my voice. But I gave you that power because I knew you would hold the integrity of my wishes and not what my other relationships think my wishes should have been. So he says, walk with integrity in who you are. That was what I loved. You were always true to yourself and true in our relationship. Our friendship was a very valuable bond in my life. And mm-hmm. I value the work you're doing in my voice. When you need to use a boundary, please use it. When you need to set things down in the way that I did, the way that I wanted, know that I am standing with you every step of the way. I am supporting you in following through in what I asked of you, even though it is extremely difficult because others want to judge it. That is theirs.
Yes.
It is not yours. You honor our friendship by listening to what mm-hmm. I wanted, and he sends you, blows you big kisses.
Oh.
And did he like the chipmunks? I don't know why I'm seeing chipmunks all of a sudden, but he's showing me little chipmunks.
That's funny.
Seeing chipmunks. he's like elaborating. I will see little real chipmunks, and then I'm seeing the chipmunks that sing and dance. The damn cartoon.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, maybe he's expressing his state of mind now, you know, because he is now free, right? Like, we on Earth miss him, but he was in pain before he passed.
Yeah.
And now maybe he's feeling light and that he could be singing and dancing.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, I would agree with that,
He's having a great time.
I think
the chipmunks
are to remind you. Yes. But I think they're to remind you of that, of the joy and the laughter and those types of things. So I'll leave that message with you, okay?
Thank you.
Shannon,
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to
add to
Mary, while you were talking, I looked up the chipmunk totem, and it says that good things are coming towards you. Chipmunks stand for luck and fortune. Just wanted to throw that there. Yeah.
Wonderful. Great. Well, thanks.
It is.
Beautiful. Love that.
Yeah.
Okay, Mary, definitely give us a call in sometime and let us know how you're doing.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
God bless.
You're welcome.
God bless you, too.
Okay, guys. We're going to hit one more.
Okay.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
All right. And we are going to go and hit 586. Hi, 586. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, it's Ishan from Michigan. How are you ladies doing?
Doing great, Lisa. Thank you.
Very,
good. So I called in a couple weeks ago, but I. Huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
I called in a couple weeks ago about my biggest thing, that issue that I have right now is like my financial situation. I, at the beginning of the year, I left my job, stepped out on faith, and I said, you know what? I'm smart enough, and I know the universe has my back, and it has so far, but it's been like at the expense of my partner, you know, doing, hustling to get a dollar, and, you know, things that, you know, I'm not going to say it's not legal, but it's just not, you know, regular income. But so I stay really positive and all that good stuff, but I feel like it's just something that I just need to do more of, less of. I don't know if it's, like, related to, you know, what I'm thinking or what I'm doing with the business or, you know. So I just wanted to kind of figure out what it is or what I need to start doing more of or less of to just get into the because I know I created a lot of things with my thoughts, but it's like, hey, come on in now. I need you.
Okay. Well, today is Mindful Monday, Mary Lisa. And you know what I'm getting? You've got to stay in the present moment. Are you staying in the present moment?
Most of the time I try, but it's hard because it's like, hey, you know, how are you going to pay your rent this month? You know, so I try most of the time, but it gets harder at times.
Okay. If you stay in the present moment and take a little time out just to connect with something that brings you joy, it's really going to help. It could be just a little time away from like, you know, your daily life, because I feel like you have a lot of stress. You know, there's like so much stress within you. And if you take a little time away, you're actually going to be able to hear that beautiful little voice within. Okay? And this is the universe saying, you know what, Lisa, you don't have to work like really long, stressful hours, okay? See yourself where you would like to be. What is like your ideal job? Visualize it, okay? And, you know, start manifesting. Okay? I'm getting, you know, you're getting like little nudges from the universe. It's time to move forward. You've got a lot of talent. What is it that you do? There's four-leaf clovers all around you. What kind of, you know, what kind of things do you do? Do you do something creatively?
It's not creative. It's just, it's two things, like websites and then real estate. And that's what I've been focusing on for like the past 8 months. And it hasn't worked like I wanted to.
There's
going to
be a new interest. Yeah, something that's going to be, like, new that you haven't been doing. There's going to be a new interest, and there's going to be employment with it. You're going to make some money, okay? And this is the beginning of, it, like, a great time for you, okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting that you're sort of, like, you're meant to be, like, a leader, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I kind of figured that. So I'm like, I want to be this leader person. Like, let's just get past this financial
thing.
But
let go of the fear, honey. You've got to let go of the fear, because the fear can be really overwhelming, okay? And what does fear mean?
Okay.
You know, when you spell it out, it's false evidence appearing real, okay?
Yeah.
Start feeling excited about, you know, what it is that you want to do. And allow the angels, allow the universe to really, to guide you in that direction, okay? Get really, you know, motivated. I'm getting this nothing to worry about. Like, you're going to have a great future, and you're a very woman, and just allow yourself to go forward. Don't feel like you're a victim. Don't feel, you know, oh, you know, poor me, because you're going to have a great future. So just, you know, start feeling what you want and start going, like, towards it. And the angels always say, you know what, love is the answer to all your questions, okay? Surround situation in regard to employment with love, okay? Allow the angels to come in and to connect you with that beautiful energy, and that's going to help you to attract opportunities, you know, to help you to go forward and really to, you know, bring you to the life of your dreams. And the angels are saying, you know, Mary does not like being in a rut. You don't like to feel like you're in this rut, correct?
Right.
You do want to go forward, and you've been, you know, making plans. You've been thinking about different things, okay? Let me see. I'm getting there's a woman in spirit with a letter P name. Do you possibly know who it could be? As soon as, like, you had called in, I saw three women. Do you have a friend in spirit?
I have grandmothers in spirit. I have a mother-in-law who passed away. Her middle name.
Okay, I feel like it's like a woman, but I feel like she's not old. I feel like, you know, in and around your age, hon. A sister figure.
Okay. No sisters or anything like that.
Sister, friend, a close friend, possibly. I'm getting someone
in
spirit like
who
that. Because that's what I'm being shown is she's coming in and she's showing me butterflies. Like when you're out, I see butterflies around you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And she's asking that you take care of yourself, okay? She wants you to take care of yourself. It's really important. And you're going to get to where you need to be, but you got to let go, you know, of all the, you know, the stress and everything. And she's saying, you know, that you want to try something new. And she's saying, you are a little bit afraid. Like, stop being so afraid. Don't be afraid to take a risk, okay?
Okay.
So you do have a lot of love from the other side. You have a lot of support. Don't be, you know, don't be afraid to go forward, okay? So
okay.
she's showing me, she's grabbing your hand, and she's basically, she's walking with you, okay? So that's what she's showing me, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, she's not, I'm not getting too much. I'm getting, I don't know, maybe you're going to go back to school. She's showing me a book, okay?
Oh,
so maybe there's like something you want to learn.
Yeah, there's something. I went to school, I have degrees, but I just wanted to, I'm like, okay, this is the time for my business to be successful. But then I'm like, should I just get a job until the business is successful? So I don't know.
Okay. Well, you're going to be fine, hon. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies because we are getting to the end of the show. And I thank you for calling in, Mary.
All right, thank you.
God bless. Lynn?
It's not Mary, I don't think. Was it Sarah is your name? I'm sorry.
It's okay. I know who she meant.
Yeah. So, sorry, what? Give me your name one more time. Is it Sarah?
Isha.
Isha, my apologies.
Yep,
I got...
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, the first thing I wrote down is the answer is right in front of you. So, only you don't believe in your own power. And I think that ties in with what DC was saying, that there's a little bit of fear, and you don't want to make the fear make you weak, because there's a level in you that believes in yourself. You know what I mean? Like there's part of you that I've got the goods, I can do this, and I'm going to go for it. And then there's this other part of you that goes, no, you can't. There's too much competition in your line of work. I know there's a lot of competition out there, but just remember that probably 75% of those people are faking it, okay? They may seem to have it going on, and I know you look online and you see these websites and da-da-da, but remember there's a human being or human beings behind those. They're fallible. You can't be perfect. Nobody can be. We're not expected to be perfect in this life. So just don't let that fear make you weak, because you're right. You do have it going on. You do have the power. And don't worry if there's competition out there, because what you have is your very own take on things. You bring in your unique energy to the situation. And I feel that you have the abilities to teach your skills, pass them on, have a class, or some kind of sharing of your information with others that they will find it useful enough that they will pay you. You can start out, if you're a little bit worried about charging what you feel you're worth, then put a donate button. But your skills are growing. Your skills are good. You're good at what you do. And I think fear is the only thing that's going to get in your way. Go for it. Go for it. You know you've got the talent and you know you've got the goods. And as DC said, if you need more education, just go online and learn what you need to learn. But the thing is, the work you're doing, you're always going to be learning. I feel like you're keeping up with tech, the changes in the tech world. So always be on top of what's going on. So the method that you're using to earn online, keep up with the different ways of doing it. But I think teaching, if you can probably do okay teaching others your skills while you're creating the business that is your path with heart. Believe me, you are on the right path. You just got a little, get your confidence up. And, you know, I was just reading today, I can't remember the author, but she wrote a book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. I can't remember the author's name, but you can probably find it. And it's probably a good book for you to read right now if you can get it. I know it's still out there. You might even be able to find it on a PDF, something like that. But to see if you can find some inspirational reading or movies, something, it wouldn't hurt right now to rewatch The Secret, which you can find on YouTube. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just remind yourself that you've got the power. I'm hearing that song. I've got the power. Who's that? Who did that? I don't remember now. But you know that song?
Yeah, I don't remember either. Yeah, I know it.
Yeah,
I do.
Well, you sing that every morning when you wake up. Brian, you always say, yeah, give yourself the hairy eyeball and make yourself do it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Go ahead, Shannon. What you got?
Hi, Isha.
Hi.
So the couple of things that I have for you is making a manifestation board. They were also showing me writing, like you either doing a blog or journaling about all of your ideas that you're wanting to create.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling me this would help you with the process to be able to kind of start see them and how you can work out the fine details to bring them to the table.
Okay.
And the other thing they were showing me, you have a Buddha belly full of creative ideas that are waiting to be imagined and started. And they're shouting at you, it's time to start.
I know.
At first I thought they were going to bring up Buddha breathing or something like that. And they're like, no, she has a whole Buddha belly full of creative ideas just waiting to be actualized.
I know I do. I have like a million ideas, and I'm like, okay. I know it's time, but it's just like I just have to get these finances in order and, you know, get it going. But, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. They're saying some of them won't need actual funds to get them started, but they are showing the writing is going to help you to kind of work out some of the details. And they're literally showing it to me, like you have a page about this idea and a page about, you know, most of the time you'll see somebody doing journaling and it's kind of like their daily notes, and that's how I'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, it's not like that at all. This is like a book of ideas. And it's like one page is one, and you're like working out little details and doing little doodle drawings about it. And then a couple pages later, there's another one, a whole different idea, and you're figuring out, like, well, it needs this kind of fabric and texture and smells with it, and this kind of thing is all being worked out. So I would definitely recommend trying to utilize that format in the now to start bringing those ideas out of the belly and into a verbal form, which writing is a verbal form, even though nobody else is going to see it but you. And it's going to allow you to kind of step back and look at some of them and work out some of those details where you're going to see a few of these ideas pop up that aren't going to need a lot of money type of funds to get started. And they're saying start movement with these. It gets your creative flow into action, And this will help the others that need the abundance flow to come into play to get some of that energy moving and flowing into what you're creating. And then it's just kind of all, a game is on for you.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling into the show tonight.
All right. No problem. Thank you, ladies. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Love and light.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Okay, ladies, that is our show for this evening. Woohoo!
Wow. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Really beautiful.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I love it. Nice flow.
Yeah.
DC,
yeah.
Would you like to go out first and give some parting comments as well as your contact info?
Well, I just, you know what, I just want to thank you ladies, first of all, because it was amazing. Like, the three of us, we just meshed together, and the energy was so cool. But please just, you know, stay in the present moment, because when you think about it, that is all that we really do have. So if you get ahead of yourself, you know, you're thinking about the past, then you're not realizing what's right before you. And Shannon, I think it was you that had commented about, you know, or no, it may have been Lynn, about, you know, bringing in things that, you know, that you don't want. The universe cannot decipher between, you know, I want this and I don't want this. You know, so all they hear is, you know, oh, trouble. Oh, she wants more trouble. So be really mindful of what you say. Be very mindful. And I was given a technique by Spirit. If you start off a sentence and you don't like the flow of the sentence, you take your right hand and you swipe it down your left arm and you start the sentence over again. You get rid of the energy. So I thought that was really cool. But thank you, ladies. It was such a pleasure to connect with you guys. Lynn?
Oh, do you want to say how people can find you, DC?
Well, they can find me, I guess, on Facebook. I'm on every now and then. And also on my website, www.therealdclove.com. Thank you, Lynn.
Lovely. Yeah, I was just thinking, too, like Shannon mentioned our time was almost up, and I looked down, and I'm like, where did the time go? And I think that's one of the byproducts of mindfulness is that time stops existing because, you know, there's no passage of it. Not, so that was very cool. I thought, like, that's a really good feeling when, woo, like an hour and a half went by just like that, and I'm like, whoa. So that's good. It's a really good feeling. You guys can find me on Facebook. I've got a page, Lynn Bleasdale. I think it's psychic. Oh, just type in Lynn Bleasdale. It'll come up. I'm all purple in the picture, so you'll know that's me you found. I'm also in the Sacred Embers group, and you can find me also at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah, it was such a good show tonight, ladies. I loved the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Really good information and tips to share with everybody. And yeah, just remember, the past is what it is. The future is yet to be, but the present is the gift that is always giving.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And I am so blessed to, you know, to see my vision, you know, the Sacred Emperor's Network to become what it has become because of all of you guys. So I'm just, I feel so blessed with all the beautiful people we're connected with. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, magic. Really amazing.
It
is, and it takes
magically.
All of us. Yes, each of us are so needed. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to get in touch with my inner child in a major way tomorrow. I'm going to be connecting with my 7 grandkids.
Wow. got no choice.
We're
going to
party like rocks.
To channel your inner child with that many. That's cool.
And I've been up for 16 and a half hours, so.
Oh, boy.
Maybe I'll just stay up, and then things won't bother me.
You know, I can laugh at everything, and it'll keep you going.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Awesome.
Well, thank
all
you,
right,
ladies.
Guys.
And, guys, check out our Sacred Embers group page. You know, if you're not a member, join us. We have a lot of beautiful, you know, posts, a lot of information. You could find people to connect with if you, you know, you need a little help. There's a lot there, and it's free. So, you know, it's a win-win.
Exactly, DC. Mm-hmm. We've got the Sacred Embers group. We've also got the Sacred Embers public page available to give us a like. We post our shows as well as other wonderful information on there, too, that you can follow. We're also now on Instagram. We would love to have you follow us and help us along with expanding on Twitter and Instagram. And for those who don't know, you can contact any of the Sacred Embers team members if you'd like to book private sessions. We do free readings Monday through Friday. These are just little mini snippets, though, on air on Blog Talk Radio. But our entire team is available through the Sacred Embers Show. wixsite.com/love. It's also posted in the link information for the show tonight. All of us are there, including our guest hosts are there, and you can read a little bit about us, explore our team, and perhaps you may want to book a private session with one of our mediums or one of our healers. They're very, very awesome. They've all been vetted, and you're definitely going to get your money's worth if you choose one to work with. We have shows Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Sacred Embers Network on Blog Talk Radio. You can also listen to replays of our shows through Spreaker and iHeartRadio. We love having you follow us and listen in. Please join us again next week for Mindful Monday. Love you guys. Have a fabulous night, ladies.
Love you guys, too. Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Love, ladies. Good night.
Good night. Good night.